From KUOW Seattle, this is The Record. I'm Steve Scher.
And I'm Marcy Silman. If you want to kick off a government meeting with a prayer, that's okay, according to the U.S. Supreme Court. The High Court today ruled 5-4 in favor of an any prayer goes policy. And here to tell us what the ruling means exactly is Slate Legal Affairs Writer Dahlia Lithwick. Hi, Dahlia.
Hi there.
What did the High Court say exactly?
Well, in effect, they said that the town of Greece, New York, which is a little town just under 100,000 people right next to Rochester, this town has, since about 1999, been offering before legislative sessions of the town council, they've been offering prayer before the session, and the record shows in this particular case that at least until 2007, almost a decade, every single one of those prayers was a Christian sectarian prayer. Two plaintiffs appealed. They said, look, the First Amendment says you cannot establish a government religion, and here we have almost 10 years of the government establishing Christianity as functionally the town's religion before every single session. This violates the First Amendment. The Supreme Court today, 5-4 margin, usual conservative liberal split, says, you know what? The town of Greece's policy is okay. It wasn't intentional. They're not deliberately proselytizing or condemning anyone to damnation. And the courts and the legislature shouldn't be in the business of micromanaging prayer anyway, so we're out of it, and the town of Greece can continue.
So that was the argument that finally convinced the majority that it was okay?
Well, I mean, I think that the big, big tension, Justice Kennedy, Anthony Kennedy writes for the five justices in the majority, the big tension for him is we don't want courts or legislatures to be in the business of either screening prayers in advance or condemning them afterwards. You know, prayer is a deeply personal thing, and if courts get involved in micromanaging religion and prayer, then in effect what they're doing is violating the other prong of the First Amendment that says that you cannot, you know, punish people for their religion. So what he essentially says is, you know, the courts just need to stay out of this, and unless really very, very damning, proselytizing prayer that says everyone in this room has to convert or the meeting doesn't go on, we're going to just let this go.
I grew up hearing about this ideal of the separation of church and state in America. Doesn't something like this contradict it on its face?
Well, the problem really is that there's a 1983 decision called Marsh versus Kansas. It comes out of the Nebraska legislature, which had hired a chaplain to do prayer for years. In Marsh, the court said, you know what? We're going to allow legislative prayer. Yeah, it kind of violates this church-state separation, but we've always done it since the first Congress. You know, the House does it, the Senate does it, the Supreme Court does it. Every single legislative body solemnizes sessions with a prayer. So, in effect, we'll let it go because this is what is done. And so what the court did today was they said, how is what happens in the town of Greece really different from what happened in the Nebraska legislature? And at least the majority says it's not all that different. We're going to let this one go, too.
Well, you just mentioned that there's prayer in many governmental bodies. Do you think that this decision today is going to open the doors for every kind of governmental organization to allow prayer?
Well, I think it's certainly moves the goalposts. I think what it says is the rule tended to be some version of try to have an ecumenical prayer, try not to push one religion, try not to proselytize too hard or to shame minority religions. It looks to me that after today, religious groups are going to push that line quite far, I think, in the direction of, you know what, we can have sectarian prayer, we can have decades of sectarian prayer. If the majority is for it, particularly, who's it really offending? So I do think that you're going to see a big uptick in prayer before all sorts of legislative bodies and other bodies, and I think that's the substance of Justice Elena Kagan writes a very passionate dissent today saying, oh, my God, these people come to their town council meetings because they want to talk about zoning, they want to protest a traffic light, they're getting an award, and they have to sit through a prayer that may not be of their religion and may, in fact, offend their religion. How can it be the case that people who are participating in their government are first being asked to bow their heads and pray? So she's very, very nervous about the idea, not just that we're going to introduce and inject much more prayer into legislative affairs, but that, in fact, citizens who are just trying to really be involved with their government, to talk to their government, are going to have to sit there and listen to it.
Dahlia Lithwick, thanks so much for being with us.
It's my pleasure.
Dahlia Lithwick writes about the law for Slate. Here in Washington State, Clark County, Vancouver area, has had its own debate about prayer in government meetings. Commissioner Tom Mielke is the man who brought prayer to Clark County. Hello, Tom. Thanks for being with us.
Hi, Marcy. It's a great day for God. You probably already know I'm a former legislator.
State legislator, yes.
Yes, and I'm very much aware of the prayer that's done on a regular basis, not only in Olympia, but also back in Washington, D.C. And it just seems like it's a traditional type thing that we recognize all modes of religion, and we did that in Olympia, and we do that here in Clark County. Well, and it's just a thing of being respectful to each other's beliefs, and we have that diversity going on here, and we're very glad that we are, and it's been very, very successful. We have three people constantly come every week for a year and complain, the same three people. But we continue, and when it's, we do our Pledge of Allegiance, and then we follow it by invocation, and the same individuals, they'll sit in their seat. I don't know if they sit down after the pledge or if they stand up for the pledge.
Commissioner Mielke, I wanted to play something for you. The Washington State Chapter of American Civil Liberties Union spokesman Doug Honig says that prayers like this can make people feel like they're excluded from what's going on.
Especially in smaller towns, people go to meetings and talk directly to the elected officials about very specific proposals that interest them. And if you have somebody who's Jewish, Muslim, Buddhist, Sikh, or another minority religion, and goes to a town meeting and the invocation is given for Christianity or another religion, they're going to feel a bit excluded and that they're outsiders, and it's not a good environment for them to be presenting their request to the government.
So, Commissioner, when somebody doesn't pray at those invocations, how do you look at those people?
We promote diversity in everything that we do. And will you agree with everybody else's? I got to hide a phone here.
Whoops.
When you disagree with somebody else's opinion on anything, I guess some party's going to be offended. But we promote diversity, and we recognize all religions in Clark County. We have reached out to them of letters of invitation, and we make a point to call them up. And in some cases where it's convenient, we'll actually stop by someplace that we haven't heard of and knock on their door and invite them.
How will the court's ruling today affect the way that you have been running your meetings in Clark County?
I believe that we are right on. We just didn't do this overnight. We did a lot of research as to not get in trouble. We looked at the cases that were pending and the things that the courts were looking for in other cases. And that's when we reached out to recognize all religions in Clark County here. And we've had a very good, diverse type of invocation from different people. Whether you're of that religion or not, it's about respect. It's about being respectful to one another, even though you may not agree with them.
Tom Mielke, Commissioner in Clark County, Washington, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Marcy.
The U.S. Supreme Court today in a 5-4 ruling said that prayer is okay in governmental meetings. It's The Record. I'm Marcy Silman with Steve Scherr.